Hey guys, my name is John, and you're listening to the Calculator Pro podcast. It is week 42 of 2024, Sunday the 20th of October. I missed last week because I was away traveling, so apologies for that. But I have a good episode for you this week, so let's get started. So recently I've been thinking that there's probably only three forms of communication that you will commonly see being used in a business context. So let me explain. The first one is terse communication. The second one is verbose communication. And finally, the third one is obfuscation. Terse is the most optimized form, and you should always use this when communicating with senior leaders. Senior people do not have time to parse long-form content, so the best thing to do is to keep it concise. As a senior leader myself, I can tell you that most of the emails and many of the IMs that I receive on a daily basis, I don't actually fully read. The reason for this is simple. I'm extremely busy. And if someone doesn't send me a summary or some bullet points, I'm unlikely to spend any time parsing through, you know, pages and pages of content. I will basically just skip over it. And that might sound terrible, but the reality is that I'm not alone in doing that. A lot of senior people will do the same thing. Learning how to summarize something concisely and being terse in your communication, i.e. getting straight to the point, is an absolute life skill, and it's something that you should definitely work on if you want to progress in your career and you want to impress senior leadership. Now, in terms of verbose communication, for me, that's fine if you are writing an essay or some poetry, but it rarely has an application in a business context. Avoid verbosity at all costs, especially when senior leaders are in the loop. If you make them work to parse your meaning, you will just annoy them. They are very time-starved. And I would also say the same for prospects in a sales context. If you have to use a big, long-winding story to get to the point, that's not going to work. I mean, people are just going to switch off and they're going to stop listening to you. There's a reason why in the sales industry they talk about the elevator pitch. You only have a few minutes to make an impression. And if you waffle on and you're very verbose in your communications and you talk about a lot of detail that doesn't matter, people will just start to filter out what you're saying. So verbosity is definitely something that you want to avoid at all costs. Then finally, the third one, we have obfuscation. Obfuscation is used only when someone is actively trying to hide something and they won't give a straight answer. They just point blank refuse to give a straight answer. You'll see this very commonly used in professional politics where, you know, a journalist will ask a direct question and the politician will give a very obfuscated response. They will talk about this and that, they will change the topic, but they will never directly answer the question that was put to them. That form of communication should be avoided at all costs in a business context, and senior leaders will see right through it. They have a smell check for such types of communication. They can see when someone's trying to avoid something that might be difficult or something that might make them look bad. And it's a waste of time to try to obfuscate. Just get to the point. Bad news, like all news, should be delivered tersely. Just state the facts and don't obfuscate if you value your career, unless of course you're a professional politician. But for most contexts, obfuscation is very undesirable, and it's not even that people have to parse the meaning from what you're saying, it's that there's actually no meaning there to parse. So that's doubly frustrating for the audience, and obviously, you know, obfuscation is a seriously bad strategy. You will note that my podcasts are terse, they're quite short, and the reason why I do that is simple. I value your time, and I don't want to waste it. Long-form podcasts can be great, but who has the time to listen to all of them? I see some episodes that are out there that are 5, 6, 7, 8 hours long, and I think to myself, who has time to listen to that? It's crazy. And I think the same thing about all kinds of presentations in general, and a podcast is another form of presentation. Keep it short. Stay on topic. Get to the point. Be terse. Be direct. Present the facts. And if you have an opinion, that's fine, but state it as an opinion. Don't try to present it as a fact. And whatever you do, don't obfuscate. The best way you can demonstrate respect to a senior person is to respect their time. And the best way that you can respect their time is to be terse and get to the point. Be concise, be precise, and don't mess about. So what else have I been doing this week apart from worrying about people's communication styles? While I was traveling, I had a lot of time to kill. I spent a lot of time in hotels and airports, so it was a good opportunity for me to catch up on some TV series. In the last episode, I mentioned Slow Horses Season 1, and all of last week while I was traveling, I caught up on Seasons 2, 3, and 4 of Slow Horses, and I can honestly say it's actually really, really great. It's probably one of the best TV shows I've watched in many years, and if anything, it just gets better and better each season, so I can strongly recommend Slow Horses, especially if you enjoy well-written spy dramas. Definitely check it out, it's on Apple. So, keeping in theme with this episode, I will keep it terse. Have a great week. Take care, and I'll talk to you next time.